Shalom to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Vav, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah, Kimin Shina Sanas Zemayim Vechulu, and in the Ulster's Daf, it's right at the top of Tes Vav Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that the moment water is poured into the flour, even before it's kneaded into a dough, she could take off challah. So basically says, B'shem Rosh Hashanah Lakesh, Derbi Kiva Hi. This is clearly Derbi Kiva. The Tanin Taman, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Hanetol Chal Min Akav, if someone takes challah off of a kav of dough, and not 5/4 of a kav, Rabbi Kiva says, Challah, it is valid challah. As Chamar and Chum say, in a challah, it's not challah. So we clearly see that this din in our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Kiva, the challah could be taken off before the chiyah kicks in. However, right away the Gemara suggests, how could you say it's Rabbi Kiva? Klum am Rabbi Kiva el l'sha avar. Rabbi Kiva only said this l'sha avar in the past, meaning if a person did so. Shema ketchila, did he say it l'chatchila, you're allowed to do this? V'acha ketchila non kamen. Over here in the Mishnah, we're talking about l'chatchila. That it's perfectly okay, even from the beginning, to take off challah before it was officially made into a dough. So you can't start Mishnah as Rabbi Kiva. And the answer to this is that Rabbi Yana quotes Rabbi Chiyah, who says, B'shem Rishim Elokesh, Yardula B'shitas Rabbi Kiva. They went down, meaning the Tan of our Mishnah is going in the general idea of the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. They won't get take off challah before the official Chiyah kicks in, but he's taking it a step further than Rabbi Kiva, because again, Rabbi Kiva holds that this is only allowed to be done B'diyavid, and the Tan of our Mishnah holds it's allowed to be done with Chatchila. Now, Rabbi Yechon says, Devrakolhi, our Mishnah is according to everybody. Kimuchino Senes Zamayim, the moment the woman pours the water onto the flour, Zuhi Reshus Risaisechem. That is a fulfillment of the Pasuk, Reshus Risaisechem. The beginning of the first of your dough, that is the start of the dough, and even though it's not fully kneaded, nonetheless one is able to take off challah in this stage. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Yev Abraisa, Meiser Tevel Shem Sa'ar B'chulin. If Meiser, which is Tevel, which means it hasn't yet had Trumas Meiser taken off, and it got mixed into Chulin, Eiser Hol Shehu, it asers even the smallest amount, that's because the Dover Sheshla Matirin, there is a way to possibly fix it up, so we're not going to say that there's Bittel, and therefore what are we supposed to do? Im Yeshla Parnas V'Malkam Acher, if he has a supply from a different place, meaning he has Meiser that did not yet have Trumas Meiser taken off of it, Meiser Lefi Cheshbin, he takes off based off of the Cheshbin. Let's say 10 Meiser apples had fallen into his regular apples, that means that one apple needs to be separated for Trumas Meiser, and he has a bunch of other Meiser apples that need to have Trumas Meiser separated from them, so he could just take off an extra one for these apples that fell into the Chulin ones. However, Vimlav, if he doesn't have Parnas from a different place, he doesn't have other apples that need to have Trumas Meiser separated. So Rabbi Blaz Ben Aruch tells us, Yikra Shem L'Trumas Meiser Shabai, he should be Kaira Shem, he should designate the Trumas Meiser wherever it is, he should officially designate it that this is Trumas Meiser, V'yala B'Achsumeya, then there's going to automatically be Bittel 1 in 100. Obviously, that's if there's 100 apples to be Mevatel, this one apple of Trumas Meiser that's floating around, we're going to say that there's Bittel. And Rav Goliath says, B'Shem Ruchanino, Halacha Karbalaz Ben Aruch, the Halacha Karbalaz Ben Aruch. However, Amr Bechon argues, Mimash Limdu as HaKahanois, from that which they used to teach the Kahanois to do, Hadda Amr, that tells us that ain't Halacha Karbalaz Ben Aruch, the Halacha is not like Karbalaz Ben Aruch. And the Gemara Chafav Ben Beis on top continues, Ma Limdu as HaKahanois, what do they teach the Kahanois? Now, standard practice, the regular women would bring their ingredients to a Kahanes, to the wife of a Kain or the daughter of a Kain, and then they would prepare the dough and separate the challah from it. And these guys were taught to do the following, that before the dough was fully prepared, they would separate a piece and they would say as follows, Hareza challah, this is challah, alo isa azois, on this dough, meaning on whatever was fully prepared, val sa'ar hamas arevba, and on the sa'ar, the sourdough yeast starter that will eventually be added in, val kemach shenishtayerba, and on the flour that's left in it, meaning the flour that has not yet been kneaded with the water to make it part of the dough, val keretz or akurz shenitan tachteha, on this flour which is placed underneath it, that's what you put underneath the dough as you're preparing it on the countertop or the table in order that it doesn't stick, so that flour also is going to be included in the shir challah. And she continues saying, Lech shetala kula gush echad, when it all becomes one big clump, everything's all mushed together, hukdash zesh shebiyadi l'shem challah. This thing that I separated, which is in my hand, it should be officially muktesh for challah, and that covers everything that's in here. Chos man atame shabah, except for that which is tameh. And the reason why she's saying this is because, remember, she's receiving ingredients and doughs from multiple women, and one of them might be tameh, and if she's going to include the tameh in this declaration of challah, then that means that the challah itself is going to be tameh, and obviously that's a problem. We don't want it to be tameh. Therefore, she says, Chutz min ha-tameh shabah. Now here's the question, v'amarhu v'atameh shabah. Why not say, and the tameh that's here? Meaning, this designation of challah, the tameh dough should also be included. And you're going to say, aye, but it's going to be tameh, and she can't eat tameh dough. Well, the answer to that is v'yala b'chunumeya. Let it just be bittel 1 in 100. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch just told us on Amud Aleph, that we can have bittel 1 in 100, and why not say that over here as well? And since we don't, it must be that we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. And the answer to that is as follows. Rabbi Yonah says that Rabbi Shmuel Kapet Kaya v'chad min Rabbanin, Rabbi Shmuel Kapet Kaya and one of the Rabbanon, they both give an answer to this. Chad Amar, one of them says that the answer is kan b'sheyesh b'kedei lahalois v'kan b'she'ein b'kedei lahalois. Over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is referring to where there is enough to be mala, there is enough to create bittel, whereas in the case of the kahanos, we're talking about where there isn't enough to be mevatel it. And v'chad Amar, the other one answers mikivan shehu, and here's the proper girsa, yachal l'takein, since there is an ability for tikkun over here, kimishi yesh la parnasa makam acher, it's like parnasa makam acher. Remember we had said in Shitas Reb Elazar ben Aruch that the only way we're able to say that there's bittul 1 in 100 if there's ain parnasa makam acher. There is no other way to fix up this meiser that fell in that didn't have Trumas meiser separated. But if there was parnasa makam acher, he had meiser in a different place that didn't yet have Trumas meiser separated. So great, separate Trumas meiser from that pile for the apples that have fallen into the chulin. And we're saying that this situation over here is just like that. It's like parnasa makam acher. Since the woman could say, I'm not including the tamei in the challah designation, so that's parnasa makam acher. There is a way to work it out that we don't have to say bittul, and therefore even Reb Elazar ben Aruch would agree that we're not going to allow bittul over here. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.